Listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia.
Hello, I'm David Kavlovic, presenting to you some classical muse. We open the show today with two recordings of the Ukrainian-Canadian violinist Stephen Starik that date from 1968. Starik, who was born in Toronto in 1932, has had the honor of being concertmaster to four of the most important orchestras in North America and Europe. In 1957, Stephen Starik was appointed concertmaster of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra in London at the age of 24, the youngest ever. Then, in 1960, he assumed that position with the Concertgebouw Orchestra in Amsterdam. Then, in 1963, with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, and after a symphonic hiatus, in 1982, with the Toronto Symphony Orchestra. It is interesting to note that in between the Chicago Symphony and Toronto Symphony positions, the Berlin Philharmonic wanted him as their concertmaster, but Starik chose instead to pursue a solo career. Still, it's no wonder the violin magazine publication The Strad crowned Stephen Starik the king of concertmasters. 1968, then, was a stellar year for Starik as a soloist, who was still a youthful 36 years old at the time of these recordings. The first work we're going to hear was for violinists of Starik's era, a standard work to open a recital, the tradition being to start with something Baroque, even if the instrumentation was modernized for violin and piano, rather than violin and harpsichord or some sort of continuo instrument. The four-movement sonata in D major, opus 9, number 3, by the French Baroque composer Jean-Marie Leclerc, which dates from 1738, was transcribed for violin and piano in the 19th century by violinist and teacher Jean Dauphin Allard. It is one of Starik's favorite works. Here is the Leclerc sonata performed by violinist Stephen Starik and pianist Lise Boucher. Thank you. violinist Stephen Starik and pianist Lise Boucher performed the Violin Sonata in D Major, Opus 9, Number 3, composed by Jean-Marie Leclerc in 1738, but often performed from about the middle of the 19th century until fairly recent times, when Baroque performance practice standards returned, in this version for violin and piano that we just heard, done by the French 19th century violinist and teacher Jean-Delphin Allard. Another work Static likes a lot, one that could be used either as a short concert opener, being Baroque like the Leclerc, or as an encore, is an allegro movement that is taken from a set of pièces de clavecin, or keyboard pieces, by the Belgian composer Joseph Hector Fiocco, who lived from 1703 until 1741. The collection is Fiocco's Opus 1, and the allegro movement was transcribed for violin and piano by the Russian-American 20th century violinist and teacher Josef Gingold. If you were a young violinist who studied using the Suzuki method, or you were a parent of a Suzuki student, you probably know this piece. That is, if you made it all the way up to Book 6. Here is the allegro by Joseph Hector Fiocco, arranged by Josef Gingold. Once again, Stephen Starik is the violinist, this time accompanied by Eloise Niva.
Thank you.
An Allegro by the Belgian Baroque composer Joseph Hector Fiocco from his Opus 1 collection of keyboard pieces and transcribed for violin and piano by Josef Gengold. We heard it performed by violinist Stephen Stadik and pianist Eloise Neva. A famous chamber piece that Stephen Stadik most definitely played a lot is up next, and in many ways it is suitable pairing to Stadik's recordings we just heard, because like Steve Stadik himself, it is Ukrainian in origin, although the composer is Czech. Antonín Dvořák's most famous piano trio is his fourth, in the key of E minor, and composed in 1891. It is a trio that deviates from the standard at the time of either three or four movements, in that it has six movements, all of which are based on the Ukrainian epic ballad folk song genre known as the Dumka. During the 19th century, composers from other Slavic countries began using the Dumka as a classical form to indicate a brooding, introspective composition with cheerful sections interspersed within. Dvořák used the Dumka form in several other compositions, but the Dumki trio, Dumki being the plural, is six movements exclusively of this style. We're going to hear a wonderful performance of Dvořák's Dumki Trio, taken from a BBC radio recording of a concert held on March 16, 1992, featuring three of the greatest musicians active in Great Britain at the time: violinist Georges Pach, cellist Ralph Kirschbaum, and pianist Peter Frankl. Here they are to play the Piano Trio No. 4 in E minor, Opus 90, The Dumki by Antonín Dvořák.